Doug, how are you this morning?
I am fine, Tony. How are you?
Great to talk with you. I know that you and some folks you work with were listening to the program, and you wanted to make some clarifications on some issues. You have the microphone.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to let all of the veterans who live in the state of Michigan know that if you're 67 or older, the taxing program that has been proposed and now passed will not affect you. And as 67 or older in 2012 do not see a change to their pension exemptions. The plan will cut $700 million over 3 years for Michiganders. The other thing is I want them to understand that if they're receiving Social Security income and or a military pension, they are not and will not be taxed. They do not see a change in their pension exemptions in those two areas. I understand there's a lot of misinformation going around out there, and before people jump to conclusions, they should adequately check all of the statistical data that's available, and they can go on the Michigan.gov programs listed in the computer. You'll find this information available to you, and if not, you may call the office of your representative or senator and ask them to give you that information. It's available. It's free. We shouldn't make snap judgments on this. Our state is economically depressed, and we need to bring it back in line. I don't agree with everything that's going on, but I do know this. We've got to make the state happy to see people come in here and start businesses to create jobs, and this will do that.
Doug, if people need more information, especially those vets need more information, where can they go?
Well, go on the Michigan American Legion website, and you can get the information there. It'll be posted today. And if they want further information, they can contact the American Legion office, and they will forward them on to me if they need additional information that's not listed, Tony.
Doug, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to make sure that we don't jump to conclusions here. Whenever people mention taxing anything, everybody seems to get on the bandwagon and think it's a bad idea, but Let's understand our state has got to change the way it's done business in the past in order to make it more acceptable to people to come in here and start jobs or start businesses and get jobs.
All right, Doug, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. You have a great day, and say hello to your boys for me.